Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Hundreds of people showed up to a park in Santaquin last night to take part in a candlelight vigil to honor the life of fallen police officer Sergeant Bill Hoosier.
We begin our team coverage in the line of duty with KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
It was an emotional tribute at Centennial Park as Hoosier was remembered in part for his humor.
An alarmingly high female vocals. Anything to make his girls shake their heads and laugh.
Also for his kindness and unselfish public service. Officer Tyler Moose, who knew Sergeant Hoosier, told KSL 5 they all valued his leadership.
He was a Rolodex of information. If you had a question, Bill was the guy to go to.
Hoosier's niece, Ashley Dowd, told mourners how much he loved and cherished his family. Santaquin Mayor Dan Olson also spoke at the vigil. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Wives of police officers around Utah County are working to make ribbons to honor Sergeant Hoosier at his funeral next week. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our live team coverage in the line of duty. Adam?
Tim, these women and their kids actually all came to help get together to make these blue and black ribbons for people to wear at Sergeant Hoosier's funeral on Monday.
You know, that's any one of our worst nightmares.
Mackenzie Hager tells KSL TV they can't imagine what Sergeant Hoosier's family is going through and that they needed to do something to help.
My heart's broken for her family. I just couldn't believe it. It's awful.
The group set out to make enough ribbons for everyone who attends the funeral with the hope they can hold on to it and continue to remember Sergeant Hoosier's sacrifice. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio for continuing coverage in the line of duty. As we look back at the life of Santaquin Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier, we will have live team coverage of his memorial services that will take place Monday at 10 a.m. And you can read a lot more of our coverage on KSLNewsRadio.com.
We're keeping a close eye on a storm system literally blowing into the state this morning. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubanks says the storm isn't going to bring a lot of rain, but gusts will pick up this morning and they're going to cause some issues with garbage cans and anything that you might not have secured.
At 11 a.m., winds have intensified to 40 miles an hour plus from North Salt Lake to Ogden. As we roll that through, they intensify up into the upper mid-50s, so Centerville 55, Farmington 53.
Just in case you've already put the patio furniture out.
Yeah.
Yeah, tie it down. Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio throughout the day as we track the storm and any problems that come with that wind.
The president of Utah's NAACP says it was the wrong call to not prosecute a Coeur d'Alene 18-year-old who police say yelled slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team in March. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, this was the moment surveillance footage caught an Idaho 18-year-old yelling slurs at the University of Utah women's basketball team in March. NAACP President Janetta Williams oversees Idaho, Nevada, and Utah, and she says not taking the suspect to court sets an ugly precedent. In a statement, Williams tells KSL that, quote, there needs to be consequences for these actions. If not, it will happen again. Williams says in this statement she urges the National College Athletics Association to identify cities with what she calls radical groups and to ban tournaments from happening in those places. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Now KSL's top national stories. For the third night in a row, we saw a string of tornadoes touch down in several states. In Tennessee, Maury County 911 Director Mark Gandy reminds everyone these storms aren't over.
Hopefully you have your 72-hour kit in place. Hopefully you have all your devices charged because there's more weather coming in as everybody's talking about.
A tornado there left four people injured last night.
Inflation may have slowed, but Americans are still feeling the impact of prices well above what they were before the pandemic. ABC's M. Nguyen.
In New York City, one survey found rent is rising 7 times faster than wages. In California, a condo in West Hollywood just sold for a record-smashing $24 million. Food costs also playing a role. Grocery prices are up 26% since 2019, and fast food prices are up 33%.
The Federal Reserve says inflation is sitting around 3.5%.
We're also keeping an eye this morning on a developing story. We're getting word that a Boeing 737 carrying 85 people caught fire and skidded off a runway in Senegal. We have reports that 10 people were injured and are being treated at hospitals. We'll keep an eye and an ear to ABC News for more details.
Are you ready to start your journey as a small business owner? Ready to start something bold? Something groundbreaking? Utah is the startup capital of the world, and we're setting a new global standard for innovation and entrepreneurship. So if you're thinking about starting a new business or looking to grow an existing business, this is where you'll find the resources to make it happen. Visit startup.utah.gov today and start something here.